This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country, as well as around the world, too, via the satellite. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And a special shout-out to everybody out there in California that's responding to the earthquake area in Ridgecrest, California, Kern County. Keep your heads down and stay low. Now, to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, and those Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers out there that keep America rolling along, thanks for what you do. And to those that are listening to us, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things that are over there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Just to refresh everybody on the earthquake situation there in Kern County, this is an all-hands-on-deck response that's going on. San Bernardino County was not only flying some of their choppers into the area, but they were also sending their urban rescue people, which was in addition to what was already on the ground, because apparently we've had more significant structure damage in the area with this last go-around that we've had here, these new earthquakes.
Yeah, the sad part, I mean, at least they have the people there. They're everybody that they can possibly have in the region, they've got in that region in a big way. I think what is real important here at this point is what the predictions are.
Yeah.
And how first responders and all the state assets are on alert. From what I understand, Los Angeles has gone into what they call their earthquake mode.
Correct.
I don't know what that means. I think I do, but I don't know the specifics of that. But they have some interesting days ahead, I would say.
Well, they're concerned about the San Andreas Fault and what's going to happen. That's part of it, right?
I don't know I'm sure that that's a component of it, but I don't think the San Andreas reaches into Ridgecrest or China Lake.
No, it doesn't.
I would have to go back and look at a map.
No, but they're afraid of something that might have happened that might tip the table, if you will, to where that might react. And everybody's expecting a much bigger earthquake. As you said, there is a prognostication by somebody, I don't know who said it, that they could have as much as an 8.4 in the next few days.
Yeah, now that was reported by the LA Times, but I guess that's coming from the USGS.
Okay. Now, our friend Eddie Gallagher, And thank God for miracles and a lot of prayer and a lot of truth that finally came out of that. Our friend Eddie Gallagher, the Navy Chief Petty Officer, reduced in rank because he pled guilty to the taking a picture with a corpse, if you will. That's something that you just don't do. And he was reduced from a Chief Petty Officer, Senior Chief Petty Officer, to a Petty Officer First Class. Has to pay like $5,400 in fines and restitution. And I think, as you and I were talking during the break, he's got, what, 3 weeks or something like that?
No. He has the option of fully retiring at the end of this month. He also loses some of his retirement benefits because they reduced his rank.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
They threw the book at him on this one, and that's pretty unusual. But it's almost as though it was kind of payback.
Yeah, and his commanding officer, who is now himself on the carpet, a Navy SEAL lieutenant, is going to be brought to trial in September for lying and fabricating some of the reports and information that led to all of this to begin with Senior Chief Gallagher, and we'll see what happens there.
Correct.
So all we can do is just sit back and watch. Maybe if this lieutenant hadn't have had a beef with Eddie Gallagher, we wouldn't have even gotten to this point. We'll see. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, also, late last night, we had an explosion reported at the University of Nevada, the Reno campus in a dormitory. What happened there?
They're reporting it as a gas explosion in a dorm. There were no injuries. There was some damage, but they're kind of really downplaying this. So I'm guessing it because of that that it wasn't as significant. But I mean, it is significant. I don't know how many classes were really going on because we're certainly in the summer. But maybe that's why it isn't as important as otherwise it would be.
Now, Russia's in the news for a couple different reasons this week. Number one, the submarine fire that killed at least 14 of their people. They were able to bring the Russian spy submarine back to their base, which is a monumental feat after you've had a search circumstance like that. They're lucky the ship probably didn't sink, the submarine, that is. And, of course, Russia has been talked about with being involved. Whoops, well, we're going to have to wait till we come back from the break. So we'll talk about Russia when we come back with Denise Simon, because Russia's been involved in a couple of other things, and Denise has a theory about Russia, and we'll get into that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Wiss.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Denise Simon, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, affectionately known as USCCA, because you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link that's right there, sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Every day at midnight, it changes to a different gun. And while you're there, take a look at the 3 levels of membership. You can become a member, and if you do become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great gear from the USCCA and also the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. Now, that magazine has got different savings and things in it, not only pertaining to guns and ammunition, but also RVing and camping and hunting and fishing, and it's quite the magazine, award-winning 2 years in a row. USCCA, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Click on the logo link that's right there on my website. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Okay, so Russia's in the news. First of all, we haven't heard anything about the submarine after the vessel made it back to the port. 14 sailors died on it. They had some type of electrical fire, and it was a spy ship, a deep water spy submarine.
It is one of their highest technology subs, fairly new, and it's based in their port in the Arctic. And I was guessing about what this thing was doing, because it has rumored that it can go up to 80,000 feet. That's what's advertised. It hasn't been to that depth. It is advertised it has gone to 8,000 feet.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anything about normal subs. I think they go around 2,000 or 3,000 feet. Anyway, after having a little bit of a conversation with a buddy of mine who is in Congress, apparently there is some chatter that this particular sub was attaching by underwater drone some devices to do espionage on what is known as underwater long lines, or the communications lines.
Correct.
And those lines, interestingly enough, move an awful lot of data traffic.
Yep.
Most of all, at risk is not just our emails, but banking.
Yep.
So I think this is part of the discussion of what Russia has in mind on, what do they call it, kinetic or asymmetric warfare.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we may be challenged with this to see what Russia was really doing. I think there's some scrambling going on to confirm those possibilities. This could be a very big game changer between the relationship of the United States and, I would say, Western countries, our allies, and Russia.
Now, there's also a report that down south of the border, down Venezuela way, that Russia left behind some military advisors down there to work with the Venezuelan military after we were told that Russia had pulled out of Venezuela. What say you?
They were going to leave some behind. We knew that. But they were not going to beef up and bring in some more assets. Remember, they had landed some planes there.
Right.
And I think after some discussions between the two countries, United States and Russia, Russia said they would not get involved, but that doesn't mean that they didn't have some interesting leave-behind stuff,
mm-hmm.
Some advisors. And I don't believe they're really advising Maduro's team. I think they're there because they have that organization, otherwise known as their pretty nasty militia type, the Wagner Group or the Wagner Group, which also was operating in Ukraine. But anyway, I think what they're necessarily doing, and this is a suggestion that they could be advising the Cuban military, which does operate in Venezuela. I think they've got about 23,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's really the other component of what Russia's not going to leave completely, but I think that's part of the model that they're using.
And everybody's just waiting very patiently to see what it is that these countries in Central America are going to do, because they want Maduro gone, and that's the question of what they're going to do it.
Guaido has asked for some kind of a peaceful protest this weekend, and I think that is being scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Maduro will do a counter-operation, so things are about to kind of get interesting perhaps this weekend again in Caracas.
Speaking of interesting, the president has said that his immigration raids will be starting, and here's the quote, fairly soon.
I believe that ICE is quite prepared to do whatever it is they need to do to begin these raids. They know very well where they can go and what they can start. I think they're waiting for the go order, the official go order, but I don't believe that this time the White House is going to broadcast it, because the left is already in freak out mode over, people like Cory Booker, who went down there and literally crossed the border and helped, I think, six people cross the border illegally who had already been deported. And then, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and what she had to say. So I think that they're going to play this one a little closer to their vest.
Now,
as they should.
Now, we're hearing from the White House that they're considering, anyway, resuming the daily press briefings at the White House. That was stopped a little while ago for whatever reason. What are you hearing?
I didn't. So I can't really speak to that, although I do believe that they should continue. That's just a personal opinion, but the White House didn't ask me.
Okay, and we'll see if the current press secretary has
Stephanie Grisham.
Yeah, healed up from her bruises. Yeah, she got pushed around pretty good. Now, here's one for you, and I talked about this briefly in hour number one. Otto Warmbier's parents are suing to get the seized North Korea cargo ship in their possession.
That's a very interesting transaction. I think what they want some kind of compensation.
Right.
Or maybe that's not the right word, because I don't vindication. Perhaps.
Well, they filed a lawsuit against North Korea for compensation. You betcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you and I reported on this cargo ship being seized, and it wasn't officially at the time in our possession. I think it was in the possession of another country,
right.
Philippines or something else I've long since forgotten.
Right.
So we could be working through our Department of Justice and through a couple other countries in order to get it in our possession, but it might be some. So we may give them first right of refusal, meaning the Warmbier family. I don't know. That one's going to be a sticky one. That one's going to be a very complicated transaction.
Okay. Now, you're a tennis player, right?
Yes.
What do you think about this little sensation, 15-year-old Coco Gauff, who's still unfazed and unbeaten at Wimbledon?
I watched that match yesterday. She's a powerhouse. But youth has its advantages because she's fast. She's got very good court sense. I'm very, very happy for her. It certainly speaks to the sport. And I think actually while she was there, she had to take a math test too, because a lot of these younger players and those that are even in college, they have these special tutors and kind of special education setups where they can get, while they're on tour, they can continue their education. Now, because of her age, she can only play 7 more tournaments until March of next year, and then she has to stop.
Huh.
Yeah, there's a lot of restrictions on the younger players.
Okay. Well, we'll see how she does, because she beat one of the Williams sisters.
Yeah, in the first round, she beat Venus.
Yep.
In 2 sets.
Yep. So we'll see what happens. All right. Well, we will talk to you on Monday morning bright and early. Maybe we'll be talking about this 15-year-old being a tennis champ.
Yeah, could be.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. Thanks a lot. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out the articles that she writes and see what it is that she's up to. Sign up for her daily sit reps, too, to find out what's going on. By the way, don't forget that here on the Captain's America Third Watch, it is all about America. And Dan the Man, I know you're listening, so I'm waiting for you to dial the phone line here when we come back from this break in about 3 minutes from now. So we'll come back with Dan the Man talking to us about whatever. And I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. The weekend edition going on right now. We're holding court here on the radio. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The body of a University of Utah student, Mackenzie Luke, has been found in a canyon north of Salt Lake City. Police Chief Mike Brown made the announcement.
I am relieved to report that we have recovered Mackenzie Luke from Logan Canyon. I spoke with Mackenzie's family this morning. We hope this will help them find some closure and justice for Mackenzie.
Last Friday, police arrested 31-year-old Ayuli Ajayi in connection with Luke's death, and at the time, he was expected to be charged with aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, obstruction of justice, and the desecration of a body. He's currently being held without bail. The Dow Jones Industrial finished the week with a nearly 44-point loss after the government reported that 224,000 jobs were added last month, much better than expected. Although that snapped a four-day winning streak, the Dow ended the day well off its lows. Earlier, it had fallen 233 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne, and hopefully we'll be talking to Mr. Wayne next week. We're going to invite him back on the show and see if he would like to opine, which he usually likes to do. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends, a father and son combination, Pete and Seth Talbot, who live in Seattle, Washington, and listen to us on Megatalk Radio, AM 920 and 1400, which is how I got the opportunity to be able to tell you that I represent Relief Factor as one of their spokesmen, and I have a website you can go to, and you can find out what I already know, and that is that Relief Factor works. All natural. It's 100% drug-free. They've had 15 years of clinical use. By the way, I've been using it for just about 3 years now. You can try the starter pack for $19.95. It works for me because arthritis is my enemy, and you can see what it does for you. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain for more. And Dan the Man, if you're still listening, give me a jingle because it's your turn. That's what I'm waiting on is you. But in the meantime, here is the mayor of Ridgecrest, California, talking about the state of emergency that's been declared and what is going on there in lieu of this second wave of earthquakes.
To the mayor of Ridgecrest, she's on the phone, Peggy Breeden, and Ridgecrest, as Sarah mentioned, was the epicenter of today's earthquake. Let's start with what we just heard from Sarah. House fires going on in your city. What can you tell us about that?
There were five. I understand there was another one. I cannot confirm that. And that we are, I am back at the police department now. We are just, we were at the hospital because they were evacuating the hospital as a matter of precaution. We have declared a state of emergency, thus enabling us to get significant help from other governmental entities around us. I have talked to Congressman Kevin McCarthy and our Assemblyman Vince Fong, as well as Senator Kamala Harris, and we are all have pledged whatever we need, and we're very grateful for that. What I'm asking is if you would please present this to our people. If you are okay and you are near a neighbor and do not know what they are, in what condition their home is or them, please knock on their door and find out, because we are a city of 28,000 very close-knit people.
That is very important advice, and frankly, maybe should be a directive from the mayor there, and not just neighborly, but critically important for people.
We have an emergency center set up here at the city. Kern County has also set up one. Mm-hmm. We are getting as many ambulances from around the area to evacuate the people at the hospital, but that's where we are right now.
Okay, so let's talk about that. How are the patients there? Because evacuating a hospital, especially when it's north of 100 degrees in temperature, is a huge, huge undertaking.
Well, I appreciate you all checking with us. It is a huge undertaking, and Jim Suver, our CEO at the hospital, and all his staff are doing an excellent job making sure we're taking care of all the patients there as best as possible and doing what has to be done.
How about power? Is there any concern about lack of power?
There's power in some areas of the city, some there isn't. PG&E, because we had ruptured gas lines, has turned off the gas to the city. I don't know if it is in the entire area, but I understand it is.
Now, you were on the air earlier with my colleague Brooke Baldwin during an aftershock, and I'm not sure if you heard it. You probably have this information. From our severe weather center, we are told that there could be one coming as big as over five. So how are you telling your constituents, and how are you preparing for an aftershock, which is as big as many, you know, regular earthquakes?
We have an emergency plan, and that's what we're working as instructed with that. But also we are just going around and talking to people and making sure they're aware. Facebook has gone crazy, as you can possibly imagine, as well as... But that's where we are. And that's the most we can do, is just tell people to be careful and watch out for each other.
And I just want to let you know that the USGS just reported that the aftershocks are now 85. So 85 aftershocks since this morning's 6.4.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you still feeling them where you are?
Not right this moment, but I don't think I felt 85 of them, but
well, that's good.
Whatever.
Well, that's good, because the other thing I wanted to ask is just about, you know, the human part of this. You know, luckily, thank God, we don't have any reports of fatalities or major injuries, but the people...
We don't, that's why we're asking people to go check. I was just headed up to the hospital to go see how they were doing on the holiday, because they were going to have a small event for people, as well as one of our churches was having a major patriotic event. And I heard that at the senior center there was panic, and I ran over there as quickly as I could, and we got the people out of there, made sure there was no damage other than things falling and breaking. People were not hurt, and that's the most important thing.
Now, that was the mayor up in in California, in the affected city of Ridgecrest, California. That was an initial conversation that she had before the 7.1 earthquake, which was much more powerful than the 6.4 they had to begin with, and all the little aftershocks, some of which have been fives. The more this thing shakes, rattles, and rolls, the more damage will be done. And that's just the way it is. And hopefully people are heeding the warnings of if their home is structurally not sound, leave it alone. I mean, if you got, you know, that's what insurance is all about. Don't worry about it till after all of this has passed. And right now is not the time to go running back in and out of these places. And again, if you're a trucker, Highway 178 going into Ridgecrest is impassable. So that's the old shortcut used to be for cutting cross lots, if you will. So don't get take that road. Just don't do it. There's not only some damage to the highway, but going up through the canyon, there's some rock slides, as well as the road is buckled in a couple of areas, and you just won't be able to make it going that way. There will be some other ways you'll have to take to get in and out of there, but that's up to the authorities as to how they're routing people around the main thoroughfare into town. So that's 178 going into California. Now, I will tell you that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is coming up. We'll get into a few more details there. But 224,000 jobs created in this last jobs report, which was much higher than what they thought it was going to be to begin with. They only thought they'd have about 150,000. And tell you what, the economy just continues to motor along. Now, it may not be booming along, but it's motoring along, and consistency is what you want. By the way, there is a record 157,005,000 people employed, the 19th record of the Trump era. More people employed now than at any time during the Trump administration. And these are all numbers, like it or not, Democrats, that your boy, Barack Obama, could not do, could not achieve. And his GDPs, I can remember when he said it, well, get used to the 1%. We're not going to see any more of that other stuff. All our manufacturing jobs have left. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah? Sure. Uh-huh. You can give them a few enticements to bring them back, help them out with their taxes and whatnot, and guess what? Companies come back to the United States from wherever they've been at. Now, do they bring the jobs with them? Usually. So there you go. And in some cases, the jobs are expanding because of it. So the numbers are looking better than what people thought. But anyway, the good thing about America is that just when you think things are going to be going to hell in a handbasket, you get reports like what you got yesterday. And to these Democrats, these Congress members of Congress that are sneaking across the border now and trying to sneak people back in like Cory Booker did, he should be arrested. He should be arrested for what he did. All right, I'm coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. I'll return in just un momento.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
All righty, time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Got a lot of great stuff going on at your Pilot and Flying J. Stop by, check them out, see what's going on. All right, well, today, isolated strong to severe thunderstorms are going to be possible all day today into the night. We'll cross the high plains into the northeastern regions. Now, the main threats are going to be severe thunderstorms with damaging straight line winds and hail. Additionally, occasionally heavy to excessive rain from thunderstorms are going to bring some flash flooding across these areas, which will include parts of the southern part of Minnesota, the central and southern part of Wisconsin, the central part of Michigan, possibly Illinois, central section, possibly southeastern section and western section of Indiana, and southern Ohio, along with the problems we got right now in Missouri, with not only rain and flash flooding, but fog going up I-44 towards St. Louis tonight, coming out of Oklahoma, and up in Kansas, northeastern Kansas, to include Kansas City, all the way down towards Emporia and over towards Salina. You've got rain, flash flooding, and a lot of rain going on tonight, along with some foggy conditions there. And in Nebraska right now, and I've been watching this. This has been staying pretty much steady where it's at there. From about Grand Island west over towards Big Springs, you have got a line of thunderstorms south of I-80, along with some flash flood warnings going on there, too. And it's been going on there ever since we started the show a couple hours ago. And up in Wyoming, the southwestern part of Wyoming, you'll have some rain there. Out in Utah, the western part of Utah, some high wind and some possible storms over that away as well. And don't forget, California, Ridgecrest had another earthquake, 7.4. I'm sorry, 7.1 to go with the 6.4 and a whole bunch of fours and fives in the middle. It's not a place that you want to go visiting right now, and you're going to have trouble trying to get there anyway. All right, the pilots in Flying J, don't forget, check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a cup of coffee. All righty. Dan DeMann is on the line, and Dan DeMann called earlier, and I called Dan DeMann to find out what he wanted. And Dan DeMann, what's up?
Hey, not a whole lot. It's hot and humid tonight. I'm just walking my daughter's dog, and I heard the Kaepernick story, and I'm kind of sick of him. But people don't know that Betsy Ross was actually an anti-slavery Quaker.
Yeah.
And she designed and sewn that flag for a slave-owning Southerner. And if that's what the country stood for, and they could hit it off and fight for an ideal that would be continue fighting for generations to come, then it's worked. But when people don't know the history,
mm-hmm.
you know, I understand from a perspective of an educator, you have to simplify very complicated topics for teaching.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what passes for American history today is crazy. I don't think even college professors are into it. They're more propagandists than they are anything.
Yeah.
Especially in the social sciences, what we call the BS sciences.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not mathematical, then they don't seem like they get the hang of it real well.
Mm-hmm.
But what I, you know, that was the thing with me. My kids bought me 5 or 6 years ago this t-shirt that has Betsy Ross flag on the back, and above it says the original rebel flag.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we were rebels. All the country, the whole country was separating from Britain the way we did.
Yeah, and that was the original flag of the 13 states when we founded the Union.
You know, I'm a big history buff.
Mm-hmm.
I read anything history. And the guy that probably would have been the father of the Navy's name was Nicholas Biddle. Mm-hmm. Most people had never heard of him.
I remember him. Mm-hmm. I remember studying him.
He was the captain of a sloop.
Yep.
It was the night action off of France with a ship of the line. So a 32-gun sloop goes toe-to-toe with a 79-gun ship of the line.
Mm-hmm.
It was at night. Neither side really knew what they were up against. The only thing, they have Captain Vincent, the British captain's log,
mm-hmm.
and the Navy captains were much more accurate than the Army. They didn't embellish a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But Vincent thought he was up against a ship much bigger than what he was actually up. American gunnery was very fast, very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, a spark went in the magazine of the Randolph. The Randolph blew up. And all but four were killed. They found four sailors 3 days later floating. But for the most part, parts of the Randolph and body parts of the sailor come raining down on the Yarmouth, the British ship. And they were dead in the water for 24 hours. The next morning, Captain Vincent is on the deck of his man of war with all his lieutenants, and out on there is the Betsy Ross flag floating on the waves.
Mm-hmm.
He orders it out, and they're standing around looking at this, and his lieutenants are making fun of the Betsy Ross flag. Look at all these stripes, you know. This is an ugly flag. And one lieutenant piped up and said, the American Navy, nothing more than bastards and outlaws.
Mm-hmm.
And Captain Vincent said, you're right. The United States, the American Navy is nothing more than bastards and outlaws. But they do, but for whatever reason, they fight for these stripes.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of freed slaves were on that Randolph, our escaped slaves,
mm-hmm.
that were fighting for that flag. So Kaepernick is way off base on really anything that he says. I don't put a great deal of faith and understanding in what that clown says. He's a washed-up NFL quarterback, never quite made it. I don't like calling people names, but when you are distort history and you can influence people with the distortion mm-hmm. of what was history, you're worse than any other force that could be put. It's like a psychological time bomb
mm-hmm.
in this country. So that's what I really wanted to say tonight.
Pretty good from where I'm sitting. So you did well, Dan. You did well.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm pro-American. I like so much of the revolution's overlooked. So much of the revolution is not understood. That time period, the Articles of Confederation into the U.S. Constitution, and you know we just don't teach it anymore,
mm-hmm.
which is unfortunate. You go to elementary, junior high, high school. So everything is taught for a test now.
Mm-hmm. By the way, did you say you were walking a dog?
I am walking a dog.
I haven't heard the dog say a word.
Well, he's a pretty good basset hound. He moves slow.
A basset hound, okay. kind of like Fred in Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, identical. That's where she saw the movie Smokey and the Bandit 3 years ago and had to have a basset hound. And this one's name's Cleo. When he comes in the room and jumps on the bed the night I'm off, well, I know it's time to get the leash and take him, and I don't mind it. But and when I, a lot of times when I walk, I listen to you. So,
okay.
But Cleo's getting a good walk tonight.
All right. Well, stay out of trouble, and we'll talk to you next week.
And Captain, thanks for the opportunity. I just want to tell everybody it's kind of belated to happy 4th of July weekend. So
sure.
And you don't know how lucky you are to be in this country.
Oh yeah,
really,
no. I do, I do, I really do. All right,
we got a lot of hard times coming, but we'll get through them.
You got it.
Oh. All right, talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dan. Okay, Dan, a man, Lafayette, Indiana, and of course, always a plethora of information. He's our professor emeritus of the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show, and Dan is always on his A game, even if he is out walking a dog named Cleo. All righty, well. We're coming back after this break that's coming up here with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And we're going to be talking about, obviously, the breaking news that's been going on here. And what about Donald Trump and what about Michigan? Michigan was one of those states that was kind of whippy last time around. Can Donald Trump actually prevail in Michigan? Is there enough support there? We'll find out from Ron Edwards because that's where he lives, and we'll ask what he thinks about his chances around the country because I think we've got a slow revolution brewing underneath us of voters that are going to come out in droves to vote for our president, Donald Trump. I think he's going to win. Don't know by how much, but I think he's going to win by more than he did the last time. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out. out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.